Today, we celebrate Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, also known as the Blessed Sacrament or Holy Eucharist. Our Catholic Church describes the Holy Eucharist as the source and summit of the Christian life, for in it is contained the whole spiritual good of our Church, which is Jesus Christ Himself, His body, blood, soul, and divinity. The three synoptic Gospels of Mark, Matthew, and Luke handed on to us the account of the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. In today's Gospel passage of St. John, he recounts the words of Jesus in the synagogue of Capernaum, where our Lord declares that He is the bread of life. These facts are contained in Holy Scripture, but do all Christians believe in the Holy Eucharist? Unfortunately, no. I believe all Christians do believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He was born of a virgin, that He was crucified, died, and rose from the dead. But many believe that the Eucharist is only a symbolic representation of Jesus, a sort of reenactment of the Last Supper. Some Christians believe that Jesus comes down from heaven and enters the bread and wine. This is termed consubstantiation. Only the Catholic and Orthodox churches, which were the only Christian churches until the 1500s, and still the only churches with apostolic succession, believe in transubstantiation, that Jesus does not come down from heaven to enter the bread and wine, but that the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus, that He is really and substantially present. This present is called real because it is presence in the fullest sense. It is a substantial presence because Jesus, God and man, makes Himself holy and entirely present. This presence of Christ begins at the moment of consecration and endures as long as the Eucharistic species, the bread and wine, subsist. And Christ is present in each of their parts in such a way that the breaking of the bread does not divide Christ. He is present in each particle of bread and drop of wine. Jesus' presence is unique. Therefore, it raises the Eucharist above all other sacraments. This is our faith, and we must acknowledge and accept it. St. Paul urges us to examine our conscience as he declares, "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord, and eats and drinks judgment upon himself." A very strong warning. Let us always remember that it is the sacrament of penance which makes us worthy. Here in our diocese, we are just now returning to somewhat normal conditions, although still with some restrictions. Bishop Desistels is still granting dispensation to forego Sunday Mass as long as we participate in some activity of keeping the day holy, listening to Mass on the radio or TV, praying at home, etc. It is wonderful, therefore, to see all of you here today. I am confident that most of you are here in order to physically receive the body of Christ. As I said earlier, the source and summit of our spiritual life. Missing that opportunity over the last few months has been very difficult, to say the least. This is because there are so many fruits and gifts received from the Holy Eucharist, the most important being a real union with Jesus Christ. Indeed, our Lord Himself stated, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." Just as bodily nourishment restores our strength, so the Eucharist restores our spiritual strength. It deepens our charity and wipes away venial sins. By giving Himself to us, Christ revives our love and enables us to break our disordered attachments to earthly things and to root ourselves in Him. As He stated, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Holy Eucharist gives us joy and peace and helps us to remember that while the trials of life continue, the sorrows of Good Friday are always followed by the joys of Easter Sunday. During the Eucharistic prayer at the time of consecration, many people bow their heads as Father Mitch raises the host and chalice, and they become the body and blood of Christ. This is a very reverent gesture. But it is also appropriate to look at the sacred host and chalice, to see in your mind's eye what is really there, which is Jesus Christ. You might consider a favorite image of Jesus as a child, preaching to his disciples, the crucifixion, the resurrection, the divine mercy. Any picture of our Lord, because that is what is really present. It looks like bread and wine, but it really is Jesus himself. And you might also recall the words of St. Thomas, "My Lord and my God." After returning to your seat, there is no better time than to quietly talk to Jesus. We are never closer to him than immediately after receiving him worthily in Holy Eucharist, and to listen to him, remembering the words of the prophet Samuel, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." This true presence is why such care is taken when handling the Blessed Sacrament. At the offertory, after receiving the gifts of bread and wine, but before the consecration, the priest washes his hands and says quietly, "Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sins." This washing of hands is a cleansing in preparation for consecrating and holding the Blessed Sacrament. Before distributing Holy Communion, the deacon and Eucharistic ministers do the same. Following communion, everyone cleanses their fingers in the ablution cup to remove any fragments of the Holy Eucharist. The contents of the ablution cup are then taken to the sacristy and placed in the sacrarium, which drains directly into the ground. The sacred vessels are then cleansed, and any and all particles or drops of sacred blood are consumed. This brings to mind the practice of receiving Holy Communion on the hand versus the tongue, which came about following Vatican II. Prior to Vatican II, communion was distributed to the faithful on the tongue while kneeling at the communion rail. I remember this being the case at Sacred Heart when I received my first communion. I was taught that receiving the Holy Communion on the tongue was done to give reverence to the body of Christ. The Church has since changed this practice and allows communion to be received on the hand. It makes me wonder, what happened to the reverence? Granted, we can be reverent while receiving on the hand. However, in just walking up, receiving on the hand, and walking away, can we not easily forget the solemnity and intimacy of this sacred event and let it become just something we do at Mass? And what about the possibility of particles remaining on the hand or fingers? Do we realize that Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for us, may now be in our pocket or purse as we reach for the car keys? I share these thoughts today on Corpus Christi only to emphasize the importance of this precious gift we have been given in the Holy Eucharist. So whichever way we choose to receive the Holy Eucharist, on the tongue or on the hand, let us always do so with great reverence, keeping in mind the real presence of Jesus Christ and giving him the love and adoration he so richly deserves. Amen.